Hello everyone, welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. The UN Security Council votes against a draft resolution that called for the recognition of Palestine as an independent state.
Will those in favor of the draft resolution contained in document S-2014-916 please raise their hand?
Eight Security Council members voted for the resolution, while the United States and Australia voted against. Washington had earlier threatened to veto the draft. This as five council members abstained. The draft demanded an end to the Israeli occupation, as well as settlement construction. It also wanted East Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of the state of Palestine. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had earlier said that Tel Aviv would dismiss the draft, even if the international community refused to. Well, for more on this, let's go to Brisbane and talk to Max Egan, radio host and political commentator. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Egan, just again another resolution for Palestinian statehood has failed to make it through at the UN Security Council. Why?
Well, you've got to ask that question, don't you? But I think we always knew that it would fail. Really, when we look at this decision, I mean, the best it could have hoped for would be to at least recognise the Palestinians as having rights and as being people. I mean, I think the security resolution would have actually led to a two-state solution down the track anyway, which I don't think would have been acceptable. But in many ways, there's a positive outcome because it's exposed the system as being as corrupt as it is. It's exposed the United States as being not wanting to recognise Palestinian autonomy at all, and in supporting the human rights abuses of Israel. And really, I mean, that's what it comes down to. A lot of this stuff, I think, is theatre, and it distracts from the real issue, which is the plight of the Palestinian people, which is a desperate plight which needs addressing, and it's an ongoing thing every day. But I don't think anybody actually expected the decision to be approved by the UN Council, and even if it was, we always knew the United States would veto it. So in many ways, it's exposed the United States to the world, and the United States is losing a lot of support, as is Israel, through its latest incursion into Gaza. I really think it's shot itself in the foot with this one, and this vetoing of this decision just further shoots themselves in the foot.
And in general, what would it mean for Israel and the US for Palestine to become an independent state?
Well, it would recognize them as having rights, which is what Israel doesn't want. I mean, Israel has always wanted the entire region to become Israel. If you look at Oded Ninon's plan for the Greater Israel Project, I mean, you can see where this has all been leading. It would be a terrible blow for Israel because it would give the Palestinians rights. It would give them legal clout as well to be possibly in a position to prosecute Israel for war crimes. And Israel should be prosecuted for war crimes anyway, just under the UN anyway. I mean, the UN really, it's theatre for the masses. It's ultimately a dictatorship simply because certain countries have the power of veto. When you have 150 nations who basically have to abide by the decision of a select few, this is not really a United Nations at all.
And so when can we ever see a solution to this decades-long conflict then?
Well, that's a good question. I think when enough people in our countries put enough pressure on our governments, I think a lot of people in Australia, I've been pressuring people in Australia to put pressure on the Australian government to even stop paying taxes. I mean, doing whatever you can to stop this government from supporting the war crime that is Gaza Strip, that is the West Bank. I mean, the illegal occupation of West Bank is a war crime. The fact that Gaza Strip even exists is a war crime, and I think the best we can do is to put pressure on our own governments. We have to step back and stop looking at this as a political issue or even a religious issue. What it is a human rights issue. The Palestinians, the attack of Palestine is an attack against humanity, and that's the way we need to look at it. I don't think there will be any political solution found until we put pressure on our own governments and do it for humanitarian reasons.
All right. Max Egan, radio host and political commentator from Brisbane. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.